Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Yes, Ask the Expert, where we like to get you a little bit of free advice, whatever your queries or issues at the moment. Today we're talking about CVs, putting a CV together if you're applying for a new job, if you're in the market for one, perhaps you're looking for a senior promotion in the company that you're in. Whatever your questions, queries, send those into us. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. The CV doctor, Shawnee Clifford, is with me in studio today to answer your questions. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. A lot of queries coming in from listeners. We might just maybe start more generally though, Shawnee.
Okay.
What are the do's and don'ts of putting your CV together?
Well, the first thing is not to lie.
Right.
Or not to exaggerate.
Yeah.
You know,
I forget it in the interview.
Yeah, and you can use the cover letter if there's anything that's kind of, if you've had a career break, if you're changing career, you can always use the cover letter to kind of explain yourself. The second thing with CVs is to keep it simple. If you look on YouTube or you use Canva, everything is overcomplicated these days. So what I would do is I usually do an introduction.
Hmm.
It's a sort of a summary where I would summarise what I bring to the table for that particular role.
Right.
I'd often get people, even HR managers that I would do CVs for, and they have 15 lines or 20 lines of an introduction.
Hmm.
And it's just too much.
Yeah.
So if you could summarise first in 4 or 5 lines what you bring to the table.
Right, for this particular position.
For this particular position. Because, for instance, if you're doing a career change, it might not be relevant. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff might not be overly relevant.
Yeah.
So what I ask people to do is to send me their crossover skills, organisation, time management, and then I can work with them and I can kind of connect their former career to something that they want to go into new.
Now, what about the school qualification? You know, sometimes I've seen friends over the years, like in their 30s, yeah, putting down the Leaving Cert results. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't really have to. You don't really have to.
You need to put it down at all.
You do, you do.
The Leaving Cert results.
I've spoken to executives and funnily enough, I asked them, do you need to put down your Leaving Cert results? They said they look at it. And they also look at hobbies and interests.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. There is a CEO I know, it's the first thing he looks at on a CV because he said if a person doesn't have any hobbies or they're not involved in the community or they're not involved in sports, I want to know why.
What are they doing with their free time?
What are they doing with their...
But sure, surely everybody must be writing, you know, I play the piano, I go for long walks,
Don't. No, there's some people would have half a page, like I feed my dog on a Wednesday.
Oh, right.
And stuff. But just like, you know, I was involved in the local GA team as treasurer.
Yeah.
You know, so it shows a level of responsibility. And especially if you're leaving school, if you can put down anything like that.
Mini company or something in TY or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Right, okay, so put it down.
Yeah, I would put it down. There's absolutely no harm. Just, you don't have to put the results of the Leaving Cert. Just put Leaving Cert, the school you attended and the years.
Yeah.
That's usually
okay,
what I
so
suggest.
Where you went to college, what you studied.
Yeah, and the years. You don't have to go. I did a CV last week and the person had half a page on what they did with their TCs and what clubs they joined. And it's all interesting and that can be used at the interview.
Yeah.
But you just need to cut to the chase with
the
CV.
So are we telling people, should the CV, 2 pages, is that enough?
I always go 2 pages.
Doesn't need to be any longer.
Well, if you're just leaving school, you can leave it at the 1 page. But I see a lot of graduates, they would try and squeeze everything into 1 page. And I'd be asking them questions afterwards and they would have left out 50% of the information.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they'd be like, oh, I thought I had to put it into 1 page, you know.
Okay, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number for listener questions, Shawnee, for you today. What advice would you give to parents returning to work after leaving the workforce for a long time due to caring for children? How do we address that in the CV?
Well, number one, it's quite common. People that would contact me, they feel sometimes like they're the only one that had to leave work for 5 or 10 years. So what I would do is I'd use the cover letter initially for that. And at the start of the employment history, I would just put a note. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Keep it real simple, real straight. Say, please note, I've been at home for whatever reason for the last 6 or 7 years and I now want to return to the workforce and use my skills, experience and qualifications to contribute to the long-term success of your company.
Right.
You know?
That's it. Simple as that.
Simple as that. So that the company gets a grasp very quickly that you're trying to contribute as opposed to take.
Okay.
And that's
This texter is wondering, do I have to have a LinkedIn profile and mention it? That's a good question.
You have to have a LinkedIn profile if you're going for any type of role. Plus, you don't have, well, you don't have to do anything, but you can get offers of jobs on LinkedIn. Many people do. You can connect and network on LinkedIn. And if you are applying for a role via the LinkedIn jobs, they'll often won't even look at your CV. Mm. They'll actually look at the LinkedIn first. And they will go from the LinkedIn, especially in technology services where a lot of people will be browsing for talent. So I would have a LinkedIn profile.
So have the LinkedIn profile. And then you should mention that in your CV or just put a link to it.
You can put a link. What you do is you put a link under your email.
Okay, so they can find out more.
One small thing just related to that is I wouldn't put the link live because when you're sending it in via email, a lot of the bigger companies would block it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something that's I've seen happening in the last year where people are saying, I'm getting no results, I'm so qualified, and something so tiny because of spam. If you have a live link on your CV, some of the companies will block them.
Right. Yeah. This listener is wondering, please ask Shawnee for any tips for a young adult looking for their first job. They don't have much to put on the CV. So I'm wondering how might their CV look?
They always have something. When I ask, for instance, has he worked on his uncle's farm? Did he work in an ice cream shop for 2 weeks? I would put it down as a full job. I know it's not a huge amount of experience. I would put down the dates. I would put down what they did. And I've never done a CV for a young person leaving school that hasn't worked at something. Even if it's voluntary work at the local GA club.
Yeah, done something.
They've always done. They've never thought of it. They're like, oh, I worked on my dad's farm for 4 years.
Yeah.
The amount of skills people learn from farming.
Okay. And put it all down.
Put it all down.
This listener is wondering, I started a new job a few months back. It just didn't work out. I found the commute too long. The job wasn't what I'd signed up for. I left in good terms, but I'm going to have a gap in my CV and I'm wondering how will I address this without making it look like there was something wrong. I don't want them to think that I would leave a new job after a few months or that I can't handle stress.
Be honest, but don't be overly honest. Put the job down and at the interview.
Say, look,
it was a great job. We liked each other, we worked, but it just didn't work out for me. Mm. Because especially in the interview, I find if people start kind of covering up or feeling insecure about something, the energy of the interview usually goes downhill pretty quickly.
Okay.
So just always be straight and upfront.
Now, this listener, Shawnee, worked for over 20 years in the corporate world, has a lot of experience and qualifications. I've had to give up work to look after my child with autism. I can't work full time anymore, so I'm looking for a part time sort of lesser job. I feel my CV is hindering me, though, as I can't get anything at all. I'm nearly overqualified for everything I apply for. How do I make my CV look less impressive?
Don't, number one. All you have to do is start with the introduction. The amount of crossover skills that caller has that they can bring into any role, and they just focus on the skills that they have. Also, I would write a nice cover letter and explain exactly what she said in the question, that she's looking to go back to work. She's looking to contribute to the, I always put the new company, and do research on the new company as well, I would say. Do some research. But yeah, there's people always use the word overqualified. But I think most of the time it's part of their own insecurities, because if you have skills and you can use them in a role, then that employer will hire you.
Okay. Now, this listener says, I've recently been released from prison, having served a time for a serious offence. How advice on trying to get back into a professional job or get back into, you know, employment and what to put on the CV?
Okay.
Any
thoughts? That's tricky. Obviously, but I have worked with clients in a similar position.
Yeah, broadly in the IT related area, they talk about actually or other types of positions.
What I would try and do first is network, try and network and try and build up a relationship with decision makers, go to networking events and try to build up a relationship where you can tell this to people. I would also be upfront in the cover letter.
Yeah, to be very honest.
Yeah, I worked with a client. It was a very similar situation and he did get a job and he was in the job. He was being very successful and someone recognised him.
Mm.
And he was, from what I could see, he was a good guy. He just got himself into a situation and he was fired.
Okay, so just be upfront.
Yeah,
in the jobs.
He's actually said to me, why didn't I just be honest?
Yeah.
He said, in fact, they probably would have hired me anyway.
Okay. Listener, interesting question. I'm moving out of the military and the guards. I'm wondering, how do I write a CV to apply for roles now in the private sector?
Oh, I absolutely love doing CVs for people who are going from the military and the guards to the private sector. Because they have so much, usually anyway, discipline, hard work ethic, skills. Many, especially in the military, have done a huge amount of certificates that are so relevant to the private sector.
Okay.
And a lot of employers love hiring ex-military. So what they need to do is do the crossover skills again.
And how, when you talk about trying to identify what your crossover skills are,
yeah,
what's the best way for people to go about doing that?
Well, I would say get someone else to do your CV, because it's very hard to look at yourself sometimes and kind of give a...
I'm brilliant at that. Yeah.
You know, so I would see people, they would either overestimate their skills or they would be like underestimating their skills. What I can do is look at it and do a realistic evaluation and write it down. But ex-military, especially in America, they're sought after because they know you have a hard work ethic, because you had to have. And there's a lot of training.
Okay.
Some of the clients I've worked with, ex-military, they've gone into security, obviously. But all sorts of sports, organisations, construction, project management. A lot of ex-military would have done a lot of certificates related to project management, team management.
Okay.
And they can bring all
management
that into
skills.
The new job. Yeah.
Yeah. Please ask Shawnee, I've been out sick for 2 years. Will I need to put that on my CV or tell them at the interview?
I would tell them at the interview.
Okay.
Because it may just hinder you a little bit. But at the interview, they already have their eye on you. Mm. They already know that you're good for the job.
Yeah.
And it gives you a better chance of explaining far more clearly what happened. Because
okay,
obviously I don't know what happened.
And just finally, does Shawnee advise that people submit a cover letter as well? A lot of recruiters have told me not to bother, that employers don't read them.
There's as many recruiters with as many advice out there as there I'll only go by experience. Absolutely put a cover letter. 100% put a cover letter. Because, for instance, if you're applying in Germany, in the Netherlands, and you don't submit a cover letter, they won't look at your CV at all. So, secondly, you don't know where your CV is ending up. It could be a HR department in Germany, could be in the UK. Mm-hmm. You could be applying in Ireland. Cover letter is an absolute okay. must.
Shawnee, we'll have to bring you back again to answer listener questions.
Absolutely.
Lot more coming in, no doubt about it. If you want to get more information from Shawnee, you can find Shawnee at thecvdoctor.ie. That,
perfect,
of course, is Shawnee Clifford. Thanks a million for joining
us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.